Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this November 17th. I'm Daniel Tran. More than 1,000 California State University faculty, students, and supporters protested outside the CSU Chancellor's office today in Long Beach. Tashina Fleming was there and brings us this story.
Hey, hey, what you gonna say?
I work hard for two little pennies.
Cal State University faculty are pushing for a 5% general salary increase versus the 2% salary increase offered by CSU management. Jennifer Egan is the president of the California Faculty Association. She says faculty members don't feel like their work is respected.
Our working conditions are the students' learning conditions. And when faculty are underpaid, they need to look for extra work. They might be looking for other jobs. And that just means that the students are missing out on the experience that the faculty really desperately want to give them.
Egan says of the 26,000 faculty represented by the union, hundreds find it difficult to make ends meet in a state with a high cost of living. Joshua Yang has been an associate professor at Cal State Fullerton for 6 years. He has three young children and worries about supporting them on his salary.
I don't really have enough to save both for my wife and I's retirement as well as for my kids' college and to be able to provide them the opportunities that they need to really maximize their potential as kids. So this very much hits home.
The average CSU faculty member earns $45,000 a year. CSU trustees were meeting today to discuss the issue and could not be reached for comment. Their meeting is expected to conclude tomorrow evening. Tashina Fleming, Annenberg Radio News.
Whittier High School will hold a candlelight vigil tonight in the memory of Noemi Gonzalez, who was one of the 129 victims in Friday's terror attacks in Paris. Gonzalez was 23. She graduated from Whittier High School in 2010. She was studying abroad in Paris on a program through Cal State Long Beach. She was out to dinner with friends when attackers opened fire on the restaurant they were eating at. The vigil is being held at 4:30 on the Whittier High School front lawn. LA Occidental's college is the latest of several schools nationwide to join a protest about diversity on campus. Students have camped out with sleeping bags, food, and music in the school's administration hall. Cole Marie Rivera visited Occidental to find out what they're asking for and how long they plan to stay.
Students began occupying the administration hall at Occidental College yesterday. As many as 400 students are camping in to protest the campus climate, which they view as not inclusive to students of color. Students say that they have a list of demands for the university, including hiring more diverse faculty and offering a Black Studies major. The students' foremost demand is the removal of President Jonathan Veach. Abilasha Bola is a student organizer for Oxy for Diversity and Equity.
For the past 7 years during President Veach's time here, the only time that he's actually moved to create a better campus climate is when students have fought tooth and nail, and still things do not change to the degree that we want. So what we are asking now is for his removal.
Jim Tranquida is the director of communications for the college. He says the administration appreciates students bringing up an important national conversation.
The students have presented demands, and we're currently considering those.
Students are expected to occupy the building until at least Friday. Cole Marie Rivera, Annenberg Radio News.
It's almost turkey time, and Mayor Eric Garcetti says LAX Airport will have a record 2.1 million travelers passing through this Thanksgiving holiday. Nick Ring has more.
This will be the third straight year that LAX is the busiest airport in the U.S., according to travel company Orbit. Mayor Garcetti says this year's crowd will break last year's record of 1.96 million travelers using the airport. The start and end of the 11-day travel period between November 20th and 30th are expected to be the busiest. Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday are expected to be the slowest. LAX is in the middle of individual renovation projects that could affect the traffic flow within the airport. Travelers are encouraged to make use of public transportation to and from LAX. Nick Ring, Annenberg Radio News.
A volunteer community improvement group called Keep Los Angeles Beautiful is giving out 1,000 barrels and rain barrel conversion kits. The 55-gallon barrels are intended to keep Angelenos conserve water during the state's historic drought. They can store rainwater for residential use. To get your free rain barrel, you can attend a distribution event. The next one will take place at Los Angeles Valley College on Saturday. That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Daniel Tran.
Thank you.